Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we're going to do a little something called Draft Bag Nation. We have... Jerry, as you know, KT is one of the draft experts here on the station, and so we figured we would open up the draft mailbag and just make it a Draft Bag Nation and answer all the questions. So if you want to, you can text in a question at 877-881-1053, or you can call in at 877-881-1053. My screen is turned off, so who do we have there, Tizzle?
Well, we're going to go to line three, Shippy. That's, I believe, is going to be Zach in Fort Worth.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Zach in Fort Worth, what do you have for the Draft Bag Nation?
Yeah, I know we kind of missed out on Earl Thomas, and we're kind of out on Eric Berry, but what do you think the number one draft choice that the Cowboys are aiming for in the first round?
From a positional basis, I know they want defensive line help.
And wait, we should say that the Cowboys are drafting in the second round. Their first pick is the 58th.
Yeah, 58th pick overall. Yep. So, but I think I know defensive line is something that they want. So if we're talking about a need, yeah, probably. And I think they probably view safety as a need as well.
But based on when we were getting into the visits earlier, it seems like safety gonna be there.
There's a lot of good safeties if you're gonna get them early. You know, you got to, will they last to 60? You know, because then I don't know if there's safeties that I'm comfortable taking at 91 to come in and play
and
a lot of snaps.
Now, right.
We can keep going. I've still got a month to figure it out and got a lot of players to get to still. So I think there could be times like Xavier Woods, we had a third round grade on and he goes in the sixth round. So maybe they do fall through the cracks a little bit.
Right.
But I think that's interesting. I think when you look at defensive line, I think the third and fourth round is more of a sweet spot for that player.
Okay.
I worry about, like, I didn't want to pay Cole Beasley what he made. I didn't want to make that contract. You know, I didn't want to give that.
Yep.
Because I think that's a replaceable part right there, but not immediately unless you invest in it. And a second-round pick, it's way different than spending a fourth-round pick on Ryan Switzer. That's different.
Right.
A second-round pick and a deep wide receiver class means you're going to get a good player sliding to you at 58. So me personally, I'm hot and heavy about let's get a wide receiver at 58. I got names on names, and maybe they don't do the same thing Cole Beasley does, but are you trying to replace Cole Beasley's skill set, or are you trying to replace his production?
Okay, well, then let me throw this in. This came in over on the text machine here, and that is, and I see a lot of people talk about him just because of where we live, is little Jordan Humphrey going to be drafted somewhere on the first 2 days? First 3 days.
I have a fourth round grade on him.
Okay.
And I think he qualifies as, I mean, his position's wide receiver, right?
Right, yes.
But he's big tight end. Is what I mean.
You think that's what he is?
He's a tight end. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the way he plays, he catches everything. He plays in the slot, too.
Right.
He's way different than what you have. There are rumors of, you know, marijuana usage, which, you know, is still a thing in the NFL.
Get in line, little Jordan.
Yeah. But, you know, you look at that, it's a productive player, over 1,000 yards last year, 86 catches, 9 touchdowns.
With that quarterback that can't throw.
Catches everything. You just worry about speed. He's just kind of a lumbering
guy.
Kind
of lumbering, you know? Is the word, yes.
And those are...
That fat kid's got a great arm.
Yeah.
That's okay, though. Like, you can do some things with him. I think he needs to play outside. You know, I don't know. I mean, he can play slot and do what he's doing in college if you're going to use him right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how many teams you're going to line up him in the slot very often. To me, though, he's kind of a better Noah Brown.
Okay.
Know?
Okay. I think that's a good comparison. Let me throw this out there because it's a name I've heard you say, and it did come in a text 877-881-1053. Should I buy into the Andy Isabella hype?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything to be scared of with Andy and Isabella. And I know there are probably scouts who are going, well, he's too small. But I just, to me, as a guy who was so productive, and I know he's 5'9 and 190, he runs a 4.42.
Wow.
We remember Denzel Ward, the player who went fourth in last year's draft for the Browns, the cornerback?
Yes.
He beat him in a high school in track meet. And I forget which race it was. It was the 100 or 200, something like that. He was beating him in that race. To me, he is a guy who you need to play in the slot and just let him go to work and find as many one-on-one opportunities, because I think he's going to be an effective player. The one thing you worry about with those little guys is, A, is he going to be hefty enough at 185? How much do you think Cole weighed?
I think Cole weighed 175. Yeah.
So is he going to be able to take hits? Is he going to be tough? Mm-hmm. Will he go over the middle? He does all that on tape. Now, your quarterback needs to be able to put the ball in the money quite a bit, because you have short, you know, just a tiny guy. It's a tinier space you're throwing to, a smaller catch radius.
Right.
That's what some of the things people worry about. I've watched him have a second-round grade on him. I'm not scared. I'm in, and if you want him, I think you got to take him at 58 and not 91. Knowing what I think we know about this team, they're not going to draft a pure slot wide receiver in the second round.
No, that makes sense.
I don't think they're going to do that.
All right, let's. I say we rock the phones. 877-881-1053. Who we have over here?
If we go to line four, that's going to be Steve in Denver.
All right,
Steve.
What you got, Steve?
Hey, what's up, Tizzle and Skin?
Hola.
Chippy?
Hola.
Hey, what's up with the O-line? We're going to have to find a replacement for Tyron. Are we going to re-sign Lyle next year? Is Connor Williams a real deal? Do we need backups for Zach and Frederick? So how seriously should we take the O-line in the draft?
I like this. It's a good question.
What is Colorado Rocky?
Oh, thank you, Anupama.
I think you should take it very seriously. I don't know if I personally want to spend a second or third round pick on offensive line.
Right.
But you do look at it. Lyle's contract is up after this year.
Mm-hmm.
You have Connor Williams. You think he's going to be your starting left guard. You hope he's there forever. You know, that's great. And then you signed Cameron Fleming yesterday.
Yep.
So he is your swing tackle. You picked up the option on Joe Looney. He is your backup guard, backup center if some freak injury happens. But I think you want to have an eighth offensive lineman. They like the Redmond guy, Matt Redmond. I'm not crazy about him. So there are names. They're meeting with a guy named Dalton Risner they met with at the Combine in Kansas State. You know, he's probably a second-round player, though, or third-round player if you want him. Top 100 player.
Right.
I don't know if I want to spend a premium pick this year on an offensive lineman. Each year, we're finding that offensive linemen are becoming harder to evaluate because of the spread offense and things like that, especially tackles.
Mm-hmm.
But they run deep. There's always guys that you can get that are kind of...
Do you think Connor Williams' future is at right tackle?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Isn't it easier to find... His future in this regime is left guard, but after that...
Isn't it easier to find a guy that you can plug in at left guard than a guy that you can plug in at right tackle?
See, I don't even like to say plug in, though, you know?
A guy to play the position known as left guard.
No, you're saying, but like plug in reeks of, I don't really care, let's just throw him in there, you know?
I want to develop
him as a left guard and make him a good left guard.
No, I can appreciate that, but I'm saying if you know that Lyle Collins is going to need more money than you're willing to give him, you got to start thinking about that.
I want Lyle to have a good year and me to have him as a franchise tag candidate along with Byron and Dak.
Interesting. I had not once considered that.
You know?
Yeah.
If you've got him, you know, and maybe you don't want to extend him.
On the franchise tag, they group all tackles together, though, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be a high.
That's going to be a high number.
Be a high amount.
God almighty.
But you have that option. I want to have that option. Do you do line one?
Sure.
That's going to be Brad in Dallas.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah, not to put you guys on the spot or anything, but I wanted to propose a hypothetical trade and see what you guys thought on a buy or sell kind of thing. The overall number one and Rosen for Carr, the 4, the 24, and the 27.
Oh, my God.
Number one in Rosen for Carr, 24 and 27?
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't want Derek Carr.
I was going to say, can I do that deal and not have to take Derek Carr from the Raiders?
Can I just leave Derek Carr off the deal?
Like, can I give you the number one pick and Rosen for, was it four?
24 and 27.
Yeah.
That's the price, right?
Would you do that if you're Arizona?
Not if I want Kyler.
Wait, so hold on, though.
If I want Kyler, I have to stay at one.
Why would Oakland want Rosen and the number one pick? They wouldn't want that. They would want Kyler.
Well, we're having fun.
Okay.
Maybe they want Bosa. Maybe they feel like they need an edge rusher, and they do in Oakland.
I think that guy just tricked us into being high.
Having fun, yeah.
All right, we can do one more.
All right. Who's on line six, Shippy?
We've got Luke in Fort Worth.
Hi, Luke. Big up to the 817. Hey, what you got?
Hey, guys. Big Tolo listener right here. I'm going to flip it on you guys. I'm going to ask you, what's your biggest fear when it comes to the draft?
Well, my biggest fear...
Probably scurvy, right?
Yeah, I think my biggest fear is that they don't show up. Like, they just had a long night and just don't go make the pick.
Too much Johnny Walker.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears happened the year that they panicked when it was Dodd and Ogba, and there was just chaos in the room.
Right.
A bunch of people grabbing the phones and things like that. You know, I don't want the Cowboys to go and feel like they need to take a certain position. And I feel like they've done that this year. I don't feel like they have to take a safety. I don't feel like they have to take one of my fears would be that they might overvalue a running back and take him too early.
like Travion or somebody?
Second or third round pick. Where it's like, okay, how many snaps is he really going to play to help your team?
Right, that would be a panic.
And that's where with the Witten thing, my tight end, I've been wanting tight ends. Now I'm like, I get it, it's just a year, but I don't feel with Jarwin developing and Schultz on the roster, I don't feel like I need to get a guy who's going to be competing for snaps. I want to get a guy who can come in and will play a lot.
Right.
You know, whether they're starting or not doesn't matter, but are they going to play?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a defensive lineman, rotational defensive lineman, a safety who might split time with Jeff Heath or whatever's going to happen. I want a guy who's going to play a lot.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, especially without having a first-round pick. Your second and third are so damn important this year. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for opening up that Draft Bag Nation for us.
Are we
going to
open up the NBA Bag Nation tomorrow?
We might. Just depends on how horny we are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.